Thank you for listening to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. You who are listening on digital AM, FM, satellite, or online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Allison Stewart.
And I'm Rachel Martin. Coming up, my conversation with the young clothing designer Milan Bretón. You might know him from Project Runway. He had a fashion show yesterday at the Regaled Fashion Week here at Bryant Park.
But first, let's get caught up with some of today's news headlines.
This is NPR.
Rescue and recovery teams are combing through the rubble left in the wake of a devastating tornado system that ripped through the southern U.S. Tuesday. Tornadoes ran through Arkansas, Mississippi, Tennessee, Kentucky, and Alabama, killing at least 55 people and injuring hundreds more. It was the country's deadliest set of twisters in more than 20 years. President Bush plans to visit Tennessee on Friday to survey the damage in that state. Federal investigators from the Department of Agriculture say a video of cow abuse at a California slaughterhouse is authentic. The inspector spent time at Hallmark Meatpacking in Chino after the Humane Society released video footage of workers there dragging cows and using electric prods to bring them to slaughter. The Agricultural Department suspended its school lunch program with Hallmark partner Westland Meat after the video was released. The company could face criminal prosecution for violating state and federal regulations related to the treatment of livestock. Some details have emerged about just what trainer Brian McNamee told congressional lawyers this week about his claims of steroid use by top-name Major League Baseball players. According to reports, McNamee gave federal prosecutors syringes and bloody gauze pads that he said he used to inject pitcher Roger Clemens with steroids and human growth hormone. Clemens has denied these allegations, and earlier this week, he gave sworn deposition to congressional investigators. The Cy Young Award winner is expected to testify at a House Oversight Committee hearing next week. If it's determined that Clemens lied during any of these proceedings, he could face 5 years in prison. And one of Oscar night's most exclusive parties, the Vanity Fair Party, has been canceled. The magazine said that in support of the writers and everyone else affected by the strike, it felt it wasn't appropriate to hold the event. The party, typically attended by the night's biggest winners and nominees, was scheduled to take place for the first time at the new Hollywood restaurant Kraft. Now, despite what may be the first of several party cancellations, Academy Awards president Sid Gannis says there's no doubt the ceremony will go forward, scheduled for February 24th. That is the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.